think the biggest thing is we learned a lot about each other, you know, how to work together, some different things, what he likes, what I like. So it was really good. I thought we had really good communication all year long. Obviously, you see the aggressive side of him, which I love. As players, that we all love that. So it's been a good year in that area.
Carson, what specifically can you take away from winning these last two games?
I think the biggest thing is just building momentum. You know, building momentum going into the offseason. Two NFC East games, you know, for us just to kind of get over that hump. For a while there, we were struggling, obviously. Obviously, we didn't end the year the way we wanted to as far as in the win-loss category. But to win with two games or to win the last two games going into the offseason, I think it'll just give us a lot of confidence heading into it.
Is there anything at this point that you can put your finger on and say, I know this now because I played 16 games in the NFL and I didn't know it or didn't know it as well, you know, back in training camp?
I think the biggest one that I keep just kind of harping on is just it's hard to win. It's hard to win in this league. Everyone brings their best every week, and anybody can beat everybody. So I think it's just hard to win, and we just got to be on point every week.
Of course.
Physically, I'm very blessed. I'm very fortunate that I am healthy and I made it through the whole year that way. Arm feels good. Probably threw about as much this year as I threw in college my whole career. Kind of crazy, but I'm very thankful that I'm very healthy.
Along those lines, you set the record for completions by a rookie quarterback. Anything special about that for you?
Not really. I think that's cool, but at the end of the day, we're still 7-9, and we're going home now, so that's really what matters.
Do you feel on the field at one point you have two undrafted free agent receivers and your backfield is undrafted? What do you learn about guys like Marshall and Watson and Traggs?
It's huge for those guys to get those opportunities. You know, obviously with some injuries and some different things, it's kind of unfortunate. You know, that's something you never want to happen, but it's always next man up. You know, that's the mentality. So for those guys to get those opportunities in their rookie year as well, I think it's big for them.
Promise?
Yeah, I think so.
What prompted you to give the ball to Trout after you scored?
Say that one more time.
What prompted you to give the football to Mike after you scored?
We had talked about it, and I just wanted to get him a football, kind of funny, so.
What was the season about?
Well, ultimately, you know, we wanted to be playing still in January. You know, we wanted to be playing, but obviously looking back now that it's over, it'll take some time to reflect, that's for sure, both mentally and physically. But we're just building something special. We truly believe that in that locker room. And the guys that will be here next year, you know, I kept saying it to all the guys that I saw, like, it's time to go. You know, it'll be time to go, and we can all come back. So I'm excited for the future.
Wednesday, Doug said he thought you would be dead and you played your best ball in this final month here. Is that something you feel? What's the case?
It's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say. I think as a whole, the offense kind of up and down all year. Was never perfect. We were never perfect. You know, would have liked to have been better, but obviously as the year goes on for me, you know, I was learning. I was playing a lot faster. Those were all that experience was adding up. So like I said, I'm really excited for where we're headed. That's for sure.
He's
a heck of a player. He's a heck of a player. Creates mismatches all over the field, and so it's just been one of those things. When things break down or when I know I need somebody, Ertz has been that guy. You know, he's been that guy that steps up for us, and so it's been really good. You know, working with him and along the same lines. I'm looking forward to continuing that relationship and building that chemistry down the road.
Carson, you are from college to the draft to the mini camps and OTAs to the camps and so forth, and now a full regular season. How nice will it be just to maybe get away even for a few weeks, just to get away from football, mentally and physically for you?
Yeah, it'll be huge. I mean, it'll be huge. You know, it's been nonstop for a long time, both mentally and physically. Like you said, it'll be big for me to just kind of reflect. You know, I haven't had a lot of time to truly reflect on what's all happened, you know, this season. And everything else. So it'll be big for me to just kind of, for peace of mind, you know, to just get away. You know, obviously we still wish we were playing, but that's not the case right now.
How much did the losing affect you? I mean, you guys lost nine games. You never lost nearly this much in college and everything. And by winning the last two, does that kind of offset that a little bit?
Obviously we're done. You know, we're done in January. We're going home. So that's frustrating. That's frustrating. But, you know, for me personally, I never let the losing or the winning change the way I approach things, you know, change the way I go after each week. I'm always thinking optimistically. You know, I've told you guys that a number of times. So that's just kind of my mindset. You know, that's my mindset. So the losses are frustrating, but you learn from them and you just keep plugging away.
Carson, you seem to have a lot of fun this season. Was it as much fun as it looked like?
Yeah. It's a kid's game. It's a kid's game playing that they're paying us way too much to play. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I've always loved the game. Always loved the game, and I'm just very fortunate. So that's for sure. You got to have fun with it.
Carson, what do you know now that you wish you knew back in September?
I might have to take some time to reflect on that one. That's for sure. I might take some time on that one.
I'll follow up.
A lot of was made of you going from where you grew up to the big city, and your brother came with you to, you know, help you in council. How did a year in the big city affect you? How are you? You feel more cosmopolitan, you dress better now.
It's been good. You know, I love this area. You know, I love the area. I love the passion for the football, you know, for all the sports. It's unreal. So I'm very fortunate where I ended up. You know, I think it's a great fit for me. Lots of things to do. Fortunately, I haven't had a ton of time to explore. So, you know, in the off season here, it'll be fun to kind of continue to explore a little more around here.
Will you remain? Will you go to, like, you know, basketball game?
Probably, yeah. That would be sweet. That would be the plan.
It's no secret the place you have in this organization. Do you hope that input in the offseason in terms of the moves they make and what this team needs?
Yeah, no, I haven't really thought much about that at this point, but we'll see when that time comes.
The Christmas gifts you got for your offensive linemen were kind of unusual. What was the reaction from them?
They loved them. You know, they loved them. You know, I've gotten to know each of those guys, so it was something I wanted to give them, something special that they thought was different and cool, so they loved them.
The chemistry, you talked about some of your teammates already. How much of a leg up are you going to have coming into minicamp and training camp with relationships with all these guys and being able to build off them?
Yeah, that'll be huge. You know, this whole season, learned a ton. You know, learned a ton about different guys, about myself, about the game. And going into the off season, you know, it's full speed ahead. You know, it's not I'm no longer going to be taking reps with the threes and trying to learn a new playbook. Like, we're all in this together. You know, we're all in this together. We've had a full season under our belt, so it'll be a fun off season, that's for sure.
How about Doug? What do you think of Doug? If you look at Doug Peterson, what do you think of Doug after the full year with him?
Yeah, he's great. You know, first of all, he's a player's coach. You know, we all love playing for him. Very personable, you know, easy to talk to. For me, it's been really good. You know, the open communication we've had all year, and that'll just continue to develop as we kind of learn each other even further. It's been really good.
Everyone wants to talk about advice, giving you advice you heard. What's the best advice that you've heard that you think actually makes sense?
Best advice. I think it's just to keep plugging away. You know, there's going to be highs and lows in this business, and so many people just said, just keep going. You know, at the beginning of the year, we started 3-0, all this kind of commotion, and it was just, I was the same guy, you know, because I had those people giving me that advice to just keep plugging away, highs, lows, it doesn't matter. I think that's something that really applied for me this year.
Thanks, Mr. Sprecher, first.